You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
All this morning, we're following developments coming out of the Middle East and Africa. And we're going to go into Yemen now. Thousands of people have been protesting all this week, and they continue today. Joining us now is Hakeem Al-Masmari, publisher and editor-in-chief of the Yemen Post. Good morning, Hakeem.
Hello.
What is occurring in Yemen today? More protests?
Today, there's quiet everywhere in the capital because the opposition did not want to make a protest in the same day that Egypt has protests. This way to give the government a chance to learn from the mistakes of the Egyptian government and what we see today of the crimes and the massive protests in every part of the country in Egypt. So today was a lesson from the opposition to try to tell the government that we will not protest today, just to give you time or more time for you to see and observe what is happening in Egypt. And if you do not learn, we will have the same thing again and again here in Sana'a.
So the protests are expected to continue again tomorrow, should the Egyptian government not approach opposition leaders with some kind of a compromise?
Yemenis will protest tomorrow, but today the opposition did not protest for this reason in specific. But protests will continue tomorrow and will continue for every day of the week until the government finally gives up and starts implementing reforms in Yemen.
Hakeem, one of the pro-democracy supporters there in Sana'a, Mohammed Naji Allah, was quoted in the New York Times this morning as saying that Yemen faced what he called Somala, the Somaliaization of a country that witnessed civil war in the mid-1990s, as Yemen did. Is Yemen going to be ripped apart if the government doesn't play this correctly?
The government will play it correctly because the government knows that if it does not play correctly, everyone will lose. So the current government is trying to delay reform as much as possible, therefore giving its followers or its leaders and officials more time for corruption. But the government is finally understanding that Yemenis will not stay quiet, and sooner or later they will explode. And this has shown over the last week and a half of continuous protests for 10 straight days. Now, Yemenis are living a life of poverty. Yemen is a very poor country. And when you mix poverty with lack of justice, you can expect anything and any crime to take place. So the government will not make it reach that level. And we do expect reforms or the government to give in somewhat very soon, probably by the end of this week.
And Egypt is the object lesson for the government on escalating violence should they not compromise. But, Yemeni protesters have asked for the president there to step down. Are they calling for elections? Do they have a very specific list?
The protesters are calling for Saleh to step down because over 30 years of rule, Yemenis see other Arab nations or international community prosperous while Yemen still continues to be one of the poorest nations in the Middle East, probably in the world. So people, they want change because the Saleh regime was not able to prove any success over the last 30 years. And they believe that 30 years of failure was enough for them to learn that change must happen and must happen now.
Well, Hakeem, let's explore why it is happening now. Many of Yemenis are pointing to Tunisia as inspiration. They're waving pink flags. They're chanting Tunisian slogans. What exactly, what lesson have the Yemenis taken from Tunisia that is now causing or feeding into these riots?
Everything that takes place in Sana'a or has taken place over the last week and a half has been inspired by the Tunisians. Prior to the Tunisian revolt or revolution, as we call it, Yemenis did not protest very much or are not known to be protesters. But now, 9 days in a row, Yemenis have protested, and every day these protests, they gather more and more in number. And as we know, yesterday, the protesters gathered to over 120,000. This is by far the biggest protest against the current regime in decades. So this is a strong message to the government, and we do expect these protests to continue every day and grow in number day by day until they feel their demands are met or the ruling party might face the same outcome as the Tunisian government or the Tunisian president, Ben Ali.
That's Hakeem Al-Masmari, publisher and editor-in-chief of the Yemen Post. Still with us is Charles Dunbar, the professor of international relations at Boston University, also a former U.S. ambassador to Yemen. Charles, you heard what Hakeem says, that the protests in Yemen have halted so that the government can watch what's happening in Egypt and take a lesson from them.
Yes, I found what he had to say extremely interesting on a number of fronts. I'll say, first of all, from compared to the time when I was in Yemen, somebody who was saying the things that he said in a very public forum would not have been long at liberty, I think, when I was in Yemen. So that's one difference that's somewhat trivial. I think a second very interesting point is that they are able to, the opposition is able to halt the protests, that they actually could get them called off, and then went on to say that they will start tomorrow unless the government does something dramatic. Remains to be seen, but the key point is this is somewhat is different, say, from the Tunisian experience and perhaps from the Egyptian one, in that the opposition parties do seem to exert some control over the demonstrators, whereas Tunisia and also Algeria next door, it is something that is an uprising, is an intifada. So that is the second point. Beyond that, Yemen is, I think the Somala word is interesting. The Yemenis always think of a colorful term to describe various things. Yemen is in a danger of becoming another Somalia, and that I hope that the government takes that into account. It's a major concern for everyone, not least the United States government.
And that's Charles Dunbar, professor of international relations at Boston University, former U.S. ambassador to both Yemen and to Qatar. We will have continuing developments on the news out of Africa and the Middle East all morning long.